The Grand Marais Public Library is hosting several speakers and events this month. Here with details is Library Director Steve Harson. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Mark. Good morning.
It's been 6 months or so since you've been here giving us an update. How are things going for you at the library?
I guess that's really for the public to say. How am I doing? It feels good. It feels like there's been a lot that's happened. We've faced some challenges through the summer in terms of short staffing and whatnot, but I feel like we're in a good place, and I'm really happy to be going into the winter season.
It seemed like you had a really busy summer. We had Patsy and different library folks talking about what was going on there this summer.
Yeah, we had a very successful children's program this summer, and of course people saw that we had lots and lots and lots of programming this summer with special events in the library. We had a little bit more than we're going to expect to have in the future because there was a variation in the funding cycle that allowed Arrowhead to provide more to us this year than we'll have going forward, but it was really fun while it lasted.
All right.
Some really great events.
Now, coming up, you have first off, a presentation, Lake Superior Barrels update. What is that about?
Yeah, Frank Kane, who is a researcher or leads a team of researchers hired by the Red Cliff Band of the Ojibwe over in Wisconsin, who are using federal dollars to explore the barrels of toxic waste that were dumped in Lake Superior back in the late 50s and early 60s. People thought that was safe at the time. And they're working on a little square or rectangular-shaped piece of the lake geography, sort of down around two harbors. And they've been pulling barrels up out of there, and they know that there's a certain number of barrels. They retrieved so many of those. We're going to be the first place that he gives his presentation to talk about what they found and what their plans are going forward. It's part of the grant, it's federal dollars that they're using, and part of the grant is that he has to talk or share with the community the results of their work. And so this is the first stop, and he'll be doing others at other points around the lake in the future.
And now when is that occurring?
That'll be day after tomorrow, Wednesday evening.
All right. A class on digital photography.
Yeah, this is one of these cool legacy amendment projects funded through the Arrowhead Library System, and this is a three-hour class. So the main thing I want to make sure that people hear is that it's going to be held at the higher education building rather than at the library because it's too long. We thought it would be disruptive to the library or that things going on in the library might be disruptive to the class. So we're trying to partner with higher education to hold it up there. But it's 3 hours and it's in-depth. It does say it's a beginning photography workshop, but people who are going should expect a rather intensive experience.
And I know we have lots of photographers in town, and
yeah.
Because we have a beautiful place to photograph.
Yeah, and there are, and there's a sign-up sheet in the library because the number of people who can go is limited. There are still some slots that are open, or at least there were on Friday when I was at the library last. But if somebody wants to go, they do need to come to the library and register prior to the event.
And that's coming up in the next week?
Let's see. That is on November 7th.
All right.
Friday.
Yeah. So people should get in and get signed up?
Yes, they should.
Henry Boucher.
Henry Boucher is a Native American professional ice hockey centerman who played for the Detroit Red Wings, the Minnesota North Stars. If you're into hockey at all, you know who he is. And he's been going around to schools and libraries and things and just meeting people and talking to them. And this will be he's been to the school in Grand Marais already, but this will be the chance for people who didn't get to see him at the school to come and meet him at the library.
I did think I remembered him being up here in the last few years. So,
yeah. That is going to be Friday, November 21st. So that one's a couple weeks out yet.
All right. And meeting in an open house on November 22nd about electronics, digital resources.
Yeah, it's the day after Henry Boucher's in the library. We've got a group of what they prefer to be called tech enthusiasts in the community who've gotten together with me to plan for an event that we're designing for, I would say, for beginners and below. In other words, for the real novice. And the plan, we can raise all our hands if we fit into that category. What the intention for this is for this group of people to learn more about what the needs of the community are. And they're talking about people who really don't know anything about tech tech devices and tech toys, because then we'll go back and we'll design some workshops around that to help people get on board and to learn what they have to know. But also, it's an opportunity for people to come in with their questions. And we know sometimes there are people who are a little nervous about asking a question in front of a group, and especially if it's a novice level thing and they feel like it's stupid or whatever. And so we'll have a way to, you know, a basket with where you can write your question down. You don't have to ask it publicly if that's an issue, or you can just raise your hand and ask. We'll have a little presentation. But we'll also have a few little demonstrations areas set up where if you want to hold an ebook reader and see how it works, you can do that. And if you want to know the difference between a Mac and a PC, you can learn that. Just some sort of real basic kind of things. We invite everybody to come to that. It should be really a fun evening, I think. But it's a good way to share what your needs are with us so that then we can address those in the future going forward.
I may be able to run a board, but don't ask me to define an app.
Well, that's actually, if there are people in the community who know a lot about technology and whatnot, we would invite some of those people to contact me in advance of the event if they would like to be one of the tech enthusiasts who's on the panel of experts, because we're open to taking more people in that role as well.
All right. Now, if people are looking for grants, there's a Minnesota Grantmakers Online that's offered through the library.
Yeah, we've had this for about 6 months or so now. What it is the Minnesota Grants and Grantmakers Index has been a popular tool for people who are looking for money to fund their project. And it always has been in a published form. But in recent years, they've come out with this database. Well, we bought a subscription to the database at the library. There's a couple of limitations on it. Like, for instance, you have to use it in the library. You can't use it from home. And you have to have one of the staff log on to it for you. But once you're logged into it, you can do your research. I have used it as a tool, and it works really well. You can really narrow down the list of potential funders really quickly, so it can make your work in terms of finding a potential source of funding much more efficient. And we would invite people to come in, and all they have to do is ask one of the staff. Typically, if Patsy's there, she'd be the person to go to on this, but Patsy or me or any of the other staff could help you get logged on to it.
All right. We're speaking with Steve Harson of the Grand Marais Public Library about upcoming events. More information from the library at 387-1140 or online at grandmarieslibrary.org. And I imagine that's the site you could find out the dates for these events as well.
Yeah, they should all be appearing on our website or on our Facebook page. We have brochures and flyers and bookmarks for most of them in the library, or just ask somebody.
Anything else you'd like to add, Steve?
No, I'm just having a ball.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.